and take a journey with paranormal investigator and ghost storyteller DC O'Rourke as he breaks down the history and ghostly lore of haunted places throughout the world. Hauntingly Yours, a podcast for the paranormal, where the spirits are always waiting. Available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. Thank you once again for tuning into the Psychedelic Podcast, where we dive deep into the human mind and provide one another with the occasional lobotomy. I'm your host, Tina Marie, here with your favorite panel of non-experts. Before we get started, our Patreon is alive.
Yes, sir!
I've actually agreed to let my husband, Rob, chop my hair for me on a live stream for all of our wonderful patrons. So if you support me looking like 2007 Britney, or you just support this podcast in general, please head on over to patreon.com/psychedelicpodcast. How's everybody doing this evening?
Can't complain.
I'm only coming off of like 8 hours of sleep in the last 72, so it's been crazy.
Oh my goodness.
I'm in Myrtle Beach right now, and it's nighttime, setting off illegal fireworks outside, so I've actually got kind of a show going on while I'm recording.
This is actually the first time the whole entire crew's been on one episode, so I'm really excited for that.
Do you remember Hannibal Lecter saying, "Hello, Clarice"? Or perhaps you remember Darth Vader saying, "Luke, I am your father." You might have gotten Mandela'd.
All the things we knew as children are lies.
In this very interesting episode, we're going to discuss if this is false memory syndrome, a parallel universe, or some type of giant computer simulation. There are so many different theories. Many psychologists say that these are collective misrememberings and can mostly be attributed to memory distortions. I'm thinking maybe a general hive mind or a united consciousness could be a factor. To start it off, let's bring up some facts. Chris, when did this Mandela effect phenomenon really become popularized?
It first was coined by Fiona Broom. About 2010, people all shared this false memory. Nelson Mandela dying in the 1980s. Well, he didn't actually die till December of 2013. That was just one of the few things she started noticing. She coined the phrase Mandela effect after him.
Very interesting. I don't know if this is showing my age or anything, but I first found out about the Mandela effect, I think a year or two after high school, and I was hooked. So when did everybody first hear about this Mandela effect?
I was born in 87, so I'm not sure I would remember anything like that.
I looked him up back in high school. I knew he was a leader in South Africa, fought against apartheid, and I don't know too much about him. I didn't know when he died or anything like that.
How about you, Rob?
I do have somewhat of a mild recollection of his funeral back in 2013. I was visiting my grandparents in Florida. For some reason, I recall there being a lot of flashy blue outfits and there was a lot of different camera coverages. Being younger, I just thought to myself that this was the most noteworthy funeral that I've ever seen, especially on TV, and that this guy must have been pretty important.
I think we should play a game. Remember in To Weed or Not To Weed, we did Punk or Skunk? Basic Tina Marie went back to BuzzFeed and found this awesome quiz. Apparently, if we get less than 10 out of 15, then we're living in a parallel universe, allegedly. Let's start with Nico. What colors are on Uncle Sam's hat? Red and white or blue and white?
Red and white, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, it's blue and white, and I made the same mistake. You just got Mandela'd. Does the Kit Kat bar have a dash in the name?
No.
You got that one. This one's for Chris. Does the Fruit of the Loom logo have a cornucopia around the fruit?
Yes.
That's what I thought, but no.
There was, without a doubt, a basket sitting behind that pile of fruit.
Do y'all know the reason that the cornucopia is behind the fruit to begin with?
Is it biblical?
It's actually Greek. Zeus gave the cornucopia to somebody. I think it eventually ended up with Heracles, but it would never empty a fruit. That's the whole point of it being pictured behind the fruit, because it would never empty.
Wow, that's very interesting. How many rings does Target, the store, have around its little circle? Is it two or three? And is the middle circle red or white?
There's two rings around the bullseye circle, and I think all the rings are red.
You got it. This one is Nico. What does Jigsaw say in Saw? Is it, do you want to play a game? I want to play a game. Or, would you like to play a game?
Would you like to play a game?
What? Those are two of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Guy maybe watched it like once.
But I always thought he said, do you want to play a game? And I did that in that one episode. Remember, you guys?
The weed episode.
Is Tony the Tiger's nose black or blue and black? That one's a little bit difficult.
They're great. It's blue and black.
It is. You got that one right. So you're not living in an alternate reality so far. Okay. Ooh, this one's for Dawn. You're probably going to have to think back to high school for this one, Dawn. Can you remember the famous portrait of King Henry VIII? Is he holding a turkey leg or a glove?
What? Okay.
I mean, when you think of turkey leg, don't you think of this portrait?
No, I definitely don't. I'm going to go with turkey leg.
The original was a turkey leg, actually, and now it's a glove. And I'm pretty sure that I would remember the difference in that. Chris, did the Monopoly guy have a monocle?
I believe he did not have a monopoly. He did not have a monocle, I think. But yeah, I do remember him depicted with it.
Exactly. And we're wrong for that, apparently.
I had like 9 different variations of Monopoly as a kid, and he definitely had a monocle.
This one's for Nico, the Oscar Mayer Wiener. Is it spelled Oscar Mayer or Meyer? I probably gave it away with that.
Man, I haven't had an Oscar Mayer in so long. You guys remember that Oscar Mayer bus thing? Yeah.
Yeah,
that was cool. What's the jangle?
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly wish to be. For if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, then everyone would fall in love with me.
Okay, Thumbelina.
So how do you spell it, Nico?
I think it was with an A.
Oh, wow. You are so on this planet. You got that right. I got that one wrong. Let's talk about Pikachu's tail. Can you describe or remember what it looks like? Is there a black stripe on Pikachu's tail?
No, there is not. But there should be, because I remember seeing the cartoon with the black stripe.
Who can attest to this one?
I played Pokemon a lot. And the first Game Boy Color game that I got was actually Pokemon Yellow with Pikachu on the front of the cartridge. And Pikachu had a black striped tail.
I feel like I saw him with a black tip of his tail.
Yeah, it was on there.
It definitely was on there.
Nico, what about you?
I can say there may have been an artist rendition that has passed in front of me, but I can't say that I remember what his tail looked like.
Okay, that's fair. Dawn, can you spell Skechers?
Oh, Skechers.
There's no T.
That's dumb.
There is an S at the end as well.
I don't like this game.
Who can spell Fruit Loops like the cereal?
FOOTLOOPS.
You got that one right, Cappy. I know you've been waiting for this one, Rob. How do you spell Berenstain Bears?
And this is the one that always blows my mind. I had the whole collection of Berenstain Bears, the books. They had a cartoon out. I had all of the video cassettes. It was Berenstain Bears, and there's a big difference between a steen and a stain.
The Berenstain Bears. Sounds awful.
Unbelievable.
I remember reading an AIN. God, I don't even remember how old I was. I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. Oh. I remember consciously trying to put in the effort to remember how to spell the Berenstain Bears. And I remember that there's an A, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Why is there an A? And we pronounce it like Bernstein.
I don't trust this memory.
That's funny, because I lived in Germany, and that's where I got the books, and I had them in Deutsch. And one day when I go to North Carolina, I'm going to go into my storage unit and take a picture for everybody to see. And if it's S-T-A-I-N, I'm going to freak out and probably off myself.
I'll go with you, Tina. I'll make sure you don't off yourself. But yeah. I might take video footage of you opening the box.
She also has a life-size Barney stuffed animal, too, that she holds dear to her heart. And when the storage unit got threatened to be thrown out, she was in tears.
Thanks, Rob.
Aww, okay. Tina. Aww.
Moving on. How do you spell the tunes in Looney Tunes?
T-U-N-E-S.
Yes, that's actually the correct spelling for this universe.
I thought it was double O.
I did too. I thought it was double O. When you had the question about the Monopoly guy, I got really curious and I Googled on my phone real quick. And you know how Google search results brings up two images at first? Before you hit all images, the first one was without the monocle. The second image was with the monocle. When I hit all images, that second picture disappeared. And the only image now that I have on this screen, as I scroll down, it's all of them without the monocle. Oh, no, I just found one. Okay, but that's Reddit, so it doesn't count.
Dawn, how dare you discredit Reddit?
Discrepancies.
Okay, there's only a few left. Is it Sex and the City or Sex in the City?
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City.
Oh, Nico, see, you're with us because they're
saying... Is it Sex and the City?
And the City.
Sex and the City.
I could see that. I was taking a guess. No Mandela effect there, just false memories.
Move along, people. Nothing to see here.
Well, I got exactly 4 right, so apparently... I'm living in a parallel, but I'm not surprised. I have a few more questions before we really get going with this. Which one is right? The Wicked Witch of the West or the Wicked Witch of the East?
West.
You got it. Okay, everybody, give us your favorite mind-blowing examples.
Okay, so y'all seen The Hunger Games, right?
Yeah.
You seen the first one? Okay, then you don't get to play. In the first Hunger Games, you know where they're all standing on that circular pad before they all rush for the weapons?
Yeah.
Did anybody step off and explode?
No.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Can't play either.
I've seen it, but I don't remember it very well.
I would remember someone exploding.
I don't remember somebody exploding, but because I don't remember it very well, I can't say that with pure conviction.
Tina's right. No one exploded, but I remember that somebody exploding, and so does my wife. We're both sitting there kind of dumbfounded. I'm like, didn't somebody die here?
What?
Oh, that brings something up in my mind. Do you guys know the wrestler Dave Bautista? He was in the WWE. He's in Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. He's from the Philippines. Tina and I, as well as her mom, I remember us realizing it a long time ago, that he had committed suicide because of his wrestling bodily traumas and stuff. And he kind of went crazy with concussions and all this. It was a big story. But he's alive right now. And he is in Guardians of the Galaxy. And he is becoming a more prominent actor. And he's in multiple movies now. So that blew my mind.
So you're saying that he committed suicide, yet he did not commit suicide?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I recall him committing suicide, and so does Tina and her mom and some of her other family that lives in his country of origin. I distinctly remember that one.
I remember mourning his death after high school because my cousin was his biggest fan ever. But when I asked my cousin after I watched Guardians of the Galaxy, he said, "What are you talking about? He never died." But I specifically remember us both talking about it, and my mom as well, who still is like, "He's dead."
What?
I swear.
Oh my god.
That's news to me, but I was never a big wrestler kind of fan, so for me, I was just like, oh, I didn't even know he did that. That's an interesting little tidbit for me after watching Guardians.
Yeah, that's the only personal one that I have that was really huge. And I did watch a lot of SmackDown vs. Raw, so it was noteworthy.
That's almost exactly what happened with Nelson Mandela. It's really crazy. I mean, a lot of people swear they saw on the news that he died in prison and were shocked when he got out of prison and was voted president because they were like, he died, though. That's so weird because it just really jacks you up. It makes you question everything. And I mean, I've seen him. I know who he is. I know the guy you're talking about. I didn't know about this, but I can understand your shock based on all of these examples.
One that really, really freaks me out is when Tom Cruise went on the Oprah show. I specifically remember him jumping up and down on that couch over Katie Holmes. But apparently, he only jumped onto the couch and right back off.
So all the YouTube videos of him hopping up and down on that couch like a toddler, those were all figments of my imagination. I remember that one.
Ooh. So one that's really, really crazy that had everybody up in arms was the assassination of JFK. And that's because there's a common misconception apparently that there were only four passengers, but the car actually contained six. And I'm not sure if I'm being tricked by whatever's going on here, but from what I remember, there was definitely just four. There are explanations across the internet that are given, and the number one is that the perception that passenger numbers changed is because of the photographs and the films and that they were taken from different angles.
Yeah, but a different vantage point is not going to give you a whole nother row of seats, especially in an old school convertible with the top down. I feel like that would be really obvious.
So it seems that there's some discrepancy as to how many people were in the vehicle. Some say that there were six people in the car, and others say there were four. The more I think about it, the more confused I get. Because were people counting the four passengers minus the drivers, or were they counting six people, drivers included? Because in my mind, I don't remember the car being so small that it only had four passengers. I remember it being a large car.
It was a limo.
It was a limo. It was the presidential limo, which is rather large. And I've actually seen it at the Ford Museum, if I remember correctly, because I don't trust my memory anymore now. I just have to go off how I feel about things in the moment because the past is losing some meaning here. But it's confusing because I don't actually remember learning about it in school.
Me neither.
I don't actually remember learning about a lot of things in high school.
All I remember learning about was pilgrims, pharaohs, and Ankhs.
Give us mind-blowing examples.
So I'm a huge Star Wars fan. That's not a shock to anybody who knows me. In episode 4, when 3PO and R2 were running away from the stormtroopers in the ship they were in, he has a gold leg on one and a silver on the other. We don't remember the silver leg ever being there, but here it is.
Me neither.
And this one still stuns me. In the Queen song, We Are the Champions, at the very end of it, who remembers him saying, of the world? That doesn't exist.
Huh?
Listen to it now.
Wait, that whole part is taken out?
There's no of the world.
That is no of the world.
Champions. I'm playing it out of my head.
Of the world. And then it goes, we are the champions. Champions.
Beautiful renditions, all of you.
Of the world. Like that part.
This one really has messed with me. Can y'all name the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Death, pestilence, war, and...
No, it was actually famine, but close enough.
Yeah, famine.
Well,
okay. Yeah. Like, what if I told you that pestilence doesn't exist? It's actually conquest, war, famine, and death.
Yeah.
Who's conquest?
You can watch it on Amazon Prime, and there's also a book called Good Omens by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. And they, too, allude to this kind of change, a new horseman introduced into the Four Horsemen. And I thought that was hilarious.
Which one was it?
It's pestilence.
I can't speak on that because I didn't know about that as a kid.
I wasn't
going
to pretend to know.
Wasn't it always the lion and the lamb in the Bible? Now it's the wolf and the lamb? I thought that was interesting.
But it is the lion and the lamb.
But it's the wolf and the lamb now. That was a big one.
It's freaking weird.
A lot of people.
The guy in Tiananmen Square who stood in front of the tank, was he run over or did he move out of the way?
He got ran over.
Anybody else?
I thought he got ran over and that was the whole significance of it.
He was not run over.
And then he walked away or what happened though?
He kept moving in front of it and then he just kind of walked away.
Really? That seems really anticlimactic.
I remember my history teacher telling me he got ran over, but he never did.
Wasn't there actual video footage of him getting run over? I can't say that I consciously recollect the video, but I thought that it was an infamous video that he did, in fact, get run over by a tank.
He walked away.
If I remember correctly, the main controversy was it was a civilian standing up to the Chinese military, which was so unheard of, so outlandish, so preposterous. I don't remember him getting run over. I do remember that he stood in front of the tank. I was under the impression the tank stopped. He got out of the way and the tank kept moving.
If that was such a big deal to stand up to the Chinese government, how did he just walk away and not get just shot to pieces?
Good question.
I have a question for Nico.
What up?
Do you remember the magic mirror? I think it was in, was it Sleeping Beauty?
Yes. No.
Snow White.
Snow White.
Yeah. My bad. Was it magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Or mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
I can't say that I recollect with 100% confidence. That's why I thought it's mimetic, and that's mirror, mirror on the wall.
That's right.
It's actually magic mirror.
But that makes sense. I could see her saying magic mirror on the wall. Like, that wouldn't blow my mind.
I distinctly remember mirror, mirror.
That's because it is mirror, mirror.
In the same way, like Forrest Gump, right? Does he say, my mom always said life is like a box of chocolates or was like a box of chocolates? I think there's actually two takes of that. But that's beside the point. The point is the magic mirror on the wall, mirror, mirror on the wall. Which one seems to be more likely? We all said mirror, mirror, but that doesn't mean that she said magic mirror, right? Like, Luke, I am your father. That's not how it goes down, right? It's, I am your father.
A big one for me is Febreze having two E's in that breeze.
Yeah, that one's crazy. Did you guys know that?
They say it has one E.
As if it never had the two E's?
It never did, apparently. It's always been one E.
Weird.
Yeah, I remember it as one E.
Yeah, but see, these companies could just be messing with us and trying to change their spellings from what they originally were.
Yeah, but how are so many of us remembering, like, the same thing?
One of the ideas is that Hollywood plays a huge role in misremembering. For instance, Tommy Boy in the movie, Chris Farley said to a fan, Luke, I am your father, which could have perpetuated the misremembering. And a bunch of other movies do that as well, not just Tommy Boy. Hollywood also made that movie Mirror Mirror. But, you know, that's based off of something that didn't exist because it was Magic Mirror, not Mirror Mirror.
Very nice. Yeah, I dig that, Chris. I think that's an awesome perspective to take into consideration.
There's so many theories. Like, when I met Tina back in 2016, I went down a really large rabbit hole with this, drove myself crazy, which I think it could be intended to do, or at least the popularization of it. And then that leads to we live in a simulation and other things like that. And I think it's a way to kind of make you go crazy a little bit. Mm. But there's other theories that could also make sense.
So I guess we're coming to the conclusion that the world is a magical place. There are so many unknowns out there. How do you feel about the idea of parallel universes, Dawn?
I think there are parallel universes infinitely beside each other, and then multiple dimensions of different parallel universes. But essentially, I kind of think that we may have been in, we'll say, parallel universe A, and then over time, it seems that we may have shifted to, say, parallel universe B, based on what I'm going to call the evidence of the Mandela effect. It almost seems like somebody maybe tried to recreate the parallel universe A that we grew up in, but because there are these glitches or mistakes or possibly oversights, it seems like some of us remember the old reality that we came from. Some of us don't. So it kind of makes me wonder, was this a natural process of us shifting from one to the other? Or was this man-made? Maybe some crazy scientist decided that we were in an experiment and we were going to do this. And because they're human, they didn't get it quite right. And some of us have caught on.
Hashtag woke.
A lot of it makes me question my own memory now. I used to think I had a very sharp memory, but now when I'm seeing the evidence of it, I don't fully trust my own memory now because it seems like we have been filling in a lot of gaps just based on patterns and what we think was real. When we go back and see what's really real, it's kind of hard to see. I mean, it's kind of got me effed up a little bit, particularly some of them like We Are the Champions song. I feel almost certain that at the end of it, he said, of the world. And we all sang that as kids. We all sang it in the car, at sleepovers, while jumping on our beds. And to think that that's not even there. I mean, part of me wants to get on YouTube real quick and pull the song up and listen to it again. But I'm honestly a little scared to because I don't want to be confronted with this different reality than what I think really happened or what was.
Nico, what do you think about that?
I absolutely believe they exist because of the concept that I've said before, and that's anything that has happened will happen, and it will happen infinite times. So we talked about observation being reality. So the observed reality that we have, that what Don would say, reality A, the reality that we are all existing in right now, observing right now, it's the one that we've collectively observed. Again, anything that can happen will happen an infinite number of times. So there could be multiple instances where time has shifted away because there was a decision or some kind of action to be made and another action was taken. It's a movie that was on Netflix. It was called Mr. Nobody, and it had the dude from 30 Seconds to Mars, Jared Leto, the Joker. He was the main character. That's kind of what that movie was about. It was taking the instance of an arrow and then shifting that there's different realities amongst each instance in time. That's why I definitely believe that there's parallel universes.
That's kind of my main theory, either that or time travel, because it wouldn't be as far-fetched to say that somebody genius in the scientific world has mastered time travel when we are literally replicating human consciousness or already have. I'm just going to say what Stephen Hawking said before he died. His last paper dealt with what you guys are talking about with the multiverse and parallel universes. May 2018, a few months before he died. He's talking to the Cambridge University, published by the Washington Post, and he said, "We are not down to a single unique universe, but our findings imply a significant reduction of the multiverse to a much smaller range of possible universes." If his theory is correct, this could explain all of the small tweaks that we see in what we remember when we talk about Mandela's death, differences in branding, famous phrases like life is like a box of chocolates and the other version. That is another theory. It has to do with quantum physics, and I don't think we're going to get into that in depth, but that is my number one theory on it.
Fiona Broom also believes in the parallel universe idea. I do too. During my research on this topic, I saw tons of theories from Satan to witchcraft, time travelers, but the one I'm going to feed into it would probably be the parallel universe. One of the theories I saw stated that those who remember what was on universe A spilled over to universe B, and possibly whoever we replaced here, the other parallel us, moved to A. So that would be why certain people remember the Tiananmen Square guy being run over versus him walking away, or Pikachu having the yellow tail instead of the black tail. These subtle differences were in universe B, and that's the one that we're in right now. Or we could be in A. If I'm going to believe in that theory, that's the one I'd probably subscribe to the most.
I personally actually love the idea that this might be some kind of evidence that now and then, like we're tourists, we slide into an alternate reality and then return home. Maybe it happens once, maybe routinely, maybe not at all, or maybe dreams are a passageway. There are several theories that doctors and scientists say is the true reasoning behind this theory or phenomenon. A couple that I found were confabulation, where a person creates false memory without intending to lie or deceive. They're just trying to fill in gaps in their own memory. The other one is collective false memories. Collective false memories is a large group of people collectively always say a particular saying or memory a certain way, when in reality, the truth is different from the memory. And a lot of conspiracy theorists believe that the Mandela effect is an example of alternate universes present, but doctors have a much different explanation of memory and how some memories can be vivid, but also false.
Confabulation is such a cool word. A good example of how we see patterns and fill in the gaps based on what we think is there. Pikachu's tail is generally depicted just behind him. So you see Pikachu from the front with his tail in the background of the body, and the tip of Pikachu's tail is typically somewhere around behind his ears. Pikachu's ears have black tips on them. So I think to us in our brain, we project the black tips onto the rest of the image and create a new tail in our mind that also has a black tip. Primarily because a lot of animals that we know have black tips on their tails, like raccoons and cats. This is pretty common in the animal world to have a black tip on a tail. It would make sense that most of us thought Pikachu had a black tip on his tail or a black stripe somewhere towards the end of his tail, even though he doesn't.
I think that if somebody is fed a lie for a substantial period of time, when they're very impressionable and their mind is very malleable and susceptible to believing something, say a father could trick their son or daughter into thinking that they were sexually abused, or they were, or they can make up this big elaborate story to them and in a way brainwash them into thinking that these things happen. And this kid could grow up thinking that it was true because
their
brain isn't fully developed.
As a child, we trust adults. We trust them with our lives.
Maybe it's all the adults lying and the child is the one that's actually knowing the real truth.
Could be that too.
Most of the time, I think that's the case.
And I'm not saying that this is what I think the explanation for the phenomenon of the Mandela effect is. I'm just saying that this could be a reason why people have confabulations.
I have an example of that that's kind of backwards of what we're talking about. And I don't know if this is just me being completely weird or if this has happened to anyone before. When I was a small kid, I had to be 6 or 7 because I remember for a fact that both my original biological parents were still together because they were both in the room with me when I had this conversation with them. And they split up when I was 7 and 8. So I know it was before then. At some point, they were talking about the Volvo company. My parents were into Volvos and Jeeps and stuff, so we talked a lot about cars. And I remember for some reason saying, didn't Ford buy Volvo? My parents were like, what are you talking about? No, that did not happen. That is not a thing. And I was like, yes. Like, I was convinced of this. I had no real solid knowledge on this, but I was convinced that I had heard Ford had bought Volvo. And so it slipped to my mind for a while. And then, you know, I guess I was in college or something and I looked it up and Ford had bought Volvo in 1999. But I don't know. It was just weird to me because I was like, no, I distinctly remember that happening as a kid. And everyone thought I was nuts for saying it because I was just this 7-year-old, 6-year-old kid, like, who doesn't know nothing about companies buying other companies. What do I know?
Chris or Nico, do you have any experiences like the one Don just talked about?
Well, I don't have an example per se, but I think about the traveler from Torad. That's usually whatever I associate when it comes to parallel universes.
What is Torad?
That is a country that does not exist. The traveler claimed that he was from this location, and then he came in on a flight. He was arrested and put into a hotel room while this whole incident was investigated. He had money, passport, all kinds of things indicating that he was from this country called Torad. Then he mysteriously disappeared, and from a locked hotel room with guards, as well as his personal effects were also gone. His passport, everything just disappeared.
It sounds like someone was trying to cover something up.
Quite possibly, but that's usually what I associate when it comes to parallel universes, and usually if you go into the Mandela effect, you will be doing equally as much research into the multiverse.
Speaking on time travel and unexplainable realms, there's a theory that instead of Hitler being killed in his underground bunker during World War II, they actually discovered down there a time capsule and he was nowhere to be found. But to kind of go off topic a little bit, is there a concise societal explanation for deja vu? Because that's always been unclear to me.
Deja vu is restarting from the last checkpoint.
No, hold on. Check this out. When I was a kid, like Don was saying, and now it correlates to what you guys are talking about. I was laying in bed, 6 or 7 years old. American Pie hadn't come out yet. I wish that this was a lot deeper than my example. In my head, I saw the DVD cover for American Pie, like with the roses all over the girl and around her. And I saw clearly American Pie in my head. And it came out like 6 years later. When it came out, I was like, whoa. Because I specifically remember laying there thinking about that. And another time, sitting in my bathtub singing songs, my mom came in and she got really mad at me for using the word addicted in a song I thought I was making up, but came out a few years later.
Wow.
Rob, I believe you have some interesting stories on this from your childhood.
I have two examples of really vivid memories that I thought I had from the past. Before I moved to England, my dad joined the Navy, or actually he was already in the Navy, sorry. We lived in Fort Meade, Maryland, and in our house, I always had this recollection that stuck with me that the whole house got overran by fire ants. And I have this vivid memory of me walking through the house and like climbing on dressers and stuff. Another embarrassing one I have is I remember looking at myself
in a full-length mirror
with an all-purple sweatsuit as a kid.
Like a miniature Barney.
And I just remember going down my leg and, like, coming out of the bottom of my sweatpants.
Yum.
And my parents were like, what the f*** are you talking about? Like, that never happened. But those are two things that, like, my two biggest memories as a child.
Out of all the things you could retain, that was the thing that you retained. I'm glad you went into that story because this is not even a memory from childhood. This is from adulthood. I think I was like 20. I swear by it. My brother, my father, and I were playing poker, friends over for Thanksgiving or something like that, right? And at a poker table at our house, I remember some joke came up. It was one that implied, you know, Asians have little dicks. And my dad was passing out the cards and looked at both me and my brother and he said, yeah, sorry about that, guys. But
damn.
but my brother and father swear that conversation never happened. But I was like, no, I'm 99% sure that happened.
So wait, I'm confused, Rob. Your memories that you brought up, did those really happen or not?
I don't know. I thought they happened. Those are the two things that I could vividly walk myself through in my head. Like, I don't remember a lot of stuff as a kid. I was like 5 years old. I also remember this dude stole my Pokemon Blue with the Blastoise on the front. He denied it and he was like my best friend. His name was G. I believed him. And later I was like, man, that's the only possibility. He stole my shit. So those are the three memories. But no, the first two did not happen. I know our house didn't get over infested with fire ants. I think my whole family would remember that one.
So you asked them, though?
Yeah, I've asked them before, specifically my mom, a couple times throughout the years. But I'm like, Mom, are you sure that didn't happen? She's like, no, sweetie, there's no way that happened.
Maybe she was just saving you from embarrassment.
Something that I was considering is vivid dreams, right? We have vivid dreams. I don't have vivid dreams anymore, which is not fair for me. But anyway, lucid dreams, I mean, lucid or vivid dreams. So dreams that you remember, right? I remember having them a lot as a child. Sometimes I can't distinguish between what was a dream and what was reality from the past. I wonder, Rob, if that's something that you may have gone through where that experience of those ants is self-lived because you were the only one to live it since it was in your dreams.
That's a very strong possibility.
Yeah, and those kind of examples sound like nightmares.
Yeah, they do sound like
nightmares.
They have to be. I don't see any other explanation. Every time I got sick, I was conscious, like in a trance. I'd be in the dark, like trying to go to sleep. The room was expanding And there was something sinister in the dark.
Fever dream.
This feeling of something looming over me. Yeah, fever dream, I guess. Something looming over me. And the room just kept expanding, and I just felt like this unease. It could have been induced by sickness. And yes, those other memories could have been lucid dreams or nightmares.
Well, we went down the rabbit hole.
How do you spell Jiffy, the peanut butter?
How do you spell Jiffy? You spell it J-I-F-F-Y.
Is that the peanut butter name?
I thought it was Jif.
I don't know, to be honest. I've seen both, I feel like.
It's Jif. Did Curious George have a tail?
No.
No.
Yes.
You said no, yes. I'm going to say yes, no, because I don't know.
Wait, did he?
The answer is no, he does not have a tail.
Yes. Finally got one right.
Why would they take his tail?
I don't know.
Some monkeys don't have tails.
I only have two more big points I want to make, because these are like the weirdest things to me. Mm-hmm. Who's seen Lord of the Rings? Was it Run, You Fools, or Fly?
Fly, You Fools.
I always thought it was Run.
For the longest time, I didn't even understand what the hell he was saying until I got the DVD with the subtitles. Is it Cheez-Its or Cheez-It?
Cheez-It.
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 Just one singular.
So the box of Cheez-Its. Ruffles is plural. A lot of other snacks are plural because that's what's in the box is a plural amount of the snack. So you're saying Cheez-It. There's one Cheez-It in that box.
No, the company is Cheez-It.
I thought it was Cheez-It.
So only one Cheez-It made it through the cheese factory with all those cheese flavors.
But what about like Nutter Butter? There's two of them in there.
That's true.
Look at you, Tina. When you talk about going fishing and catching a lot of fish, you're not catching a lot of fishes.
Fishes.
That's just grammar. That's not...
Yeah, I was going to say. Moose. Yeah. Fish. Cheez-Its.
Come get you a big old bag of goldfishies.
Come on, get one big block of a Cheez-Its.
That's getting cropped out.
I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
For the longest time, I don't know when this happened. It's kind of embarrassing. And apparently there's other people that think this way too. I thought there was 52 states. There was 50, and then they added Hawaii and Alaska as 51 and 52, which is clearly not the case when you count the states.
Also, there's the song 50 Nifty United States of the 13 original colonies. You guys know that one?
Yes,
I was like, you, Tina.
Yes. Alaska, disco song. Arizona, Arkansas, California.
Guys, is it Smokey the Bear or Smokey Bear?
Smokey I thought it was Smokey the Bear.
It's not.
But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Smokey Bear.
That's dumb. It's Smokey the Bear. Chris, Dawn, what do you say about this?
It should be Smokey the Bear, but if it's not, Smokey Bear seems redundant because the idea is not to be Smokey.
I think that's dumb, and we live in a universe where nobody listens to any rules, and they all suck.
And then everyone else is ignorant.
The people that accidentally got stuck in this universe with us, the awesome people that have to live through this hell.
That didn't sound pretentious.
I'm okay to say that. We did a Facebook poll and asked, is the Mandela effect just a theory? 62% said no. 38% said yes. The next question was, did Nelson Mandela pass away in the 80s? 57% said no. 43% said yes.
Interesting. I think we never will know. I've tried to drive myself crazy trying to figure out the truth. I don't think we were meant to know the truth, guys. I think we can say that. Could be time travelers. Could be Satan. Could be black magic. We could be under a spell. Could be a government trying to mind control us. Could be Satan trying to make the government mind control us. It could be quantum physics. It could be confabulation, false memories. Could be parallel universes. Who the F knows, man?
We could see in Christian theology that learning the truth is not cool, right? That's why eating the fruit of knowledge is the original sin. So knowledge is the original sin.
It actually takes me back to something I learned about a long time ago when I was studying Reiki. About ascension, 3D reality is where we live. people talk about low vibes and high vibes. The higher you vibrate, the higher your consciousness ascends through these dimensions. Fourth dimension, it goes all the way up 12 or something. I don't know if you've ever read the Celestine Prophecy, but one guy vibrates so high, he straight up disappears. He vanishes and he is no longer physical and he can come and go into the physical presence as needed, but doesn't very much. What happens is some people end up vibrating higher through consistent meditation and energy work and purification. So at some point, people were talking about, we're all going to shift to 5D and then we're going to leave behind these people in 3D. A lot of people were like, that's not a real thing. We're all still going to be in the same physical place in reality. Yeah. We're just going to be on different levels of mentality. But now it makes me kind of wonder, did we ascend and leave a bunch of people behind? And that's why we have a different memory of the past than they do.
Right. And disclaimer to everybody that's listening, these are all just ideas. Don't freak yourself out over it. I'm sure you've probably already freaked yourself out over it before. So thank you for listening. Shout out to one of our patrons who wants to remain anonymous for giving us this wonderful idea. You can find all of our socials and listening platforms on our Linktree, which is also in the description. It's spelled linktr.ee/thepsychedelicpodcast, no spaces and no hyphen. Thank you, everybody, for being here and for this awesome conversation.